Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba campus.
Wow, that's a lot of words. It's the radio.
I had to take a bit of a breath after that. Let's be honest. I haven't gotten a lot of exercise since winter happened because I don't like being outside in the cold.
That's legit.
And we are in the midst of the new year with lots of new releases coming out, everybody.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot happening and a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Except I've decided that I'm going to play stuff that makes me happy instead and that I want to play.
So it's going to be only Animal Crossing for a while?
No, because Animal Crossing makes me extremely anxious. So not that game. That's we'll get into that. But no, cuz I went in not re-downloaded. Popped in Dragon Age 2, which is my favorite Dragon Age, and probably the worst rated Dragon Age by far, but it's my favorite.
But it seems to have the characters that people love the most.
Yeah, I would say Fenris is probably a very favorite, he's a very popular Dragon Age character. He is personally... I definitely don't dislike Fenris. At first, I definitely disliked him because he was mean to my favorite character.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is Meryl, who nobody likes Meryl except for me. Well, that's untrue, but Meryl's my favorite Dragon Age character.
She's very, very sweet. From what little I've been,
adorable.
She is very cute.
Yeah, but we'll get into my Dragon Age 2. Let's talk about new-ish games, new-ish.
So the big thing from last week was Nintendo's dropping of the announcement that they're putting out a Animal Crossing Nintendo Switch, which is not unusual.
So it's beautiful.
It's really, really nice. And they're offering that if people want to trade in their old Switches to get the new one at a reduced price, you can do that.
That's nice. I get it. Okay. But here's the catch, because we found out that you will only be able to have one Animal Crossing Island per console, so basically you can't have your own town, which is kind of not great. I totally get it, because if you think about how it was on the 3DS for New Leaf, it was obviously everybody would have their own 3DS, right?
Sort of
thing. And that would be your own town. In this, I do get it, but at the same time, it is a console, and not necessarily primarily handheld. It has that capability, and there's definitely the Switch Lites, which also have that capability. But the Switch itself is a console for multiple people to play on, and multiple people to have accounts. We both have an account on the Switch. And I think, your grandma has an account?
Yeah, I made my grandma an account so she could try out Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was nice to actually have three different save files going on the same game on the same Switch, because allegedly we would not be playing the Switch at the same time.
Yeah.
There was no interactability between what we're doing on these games as individuals.
Yeah, it's not like I'm playing Link in your game and then in my game it also is the same thing. I don't know how it will be and how it will, you know, if you both make characters and they both live on the island and maybe you have your, I don't even know, because in Animal Crossing, you obviously become the mayor of town, wherever this little town is. In the new one that's coming up is going to be an island, I believe, which is really cute. Even though the other one kind of was I guess there's a train, but you could go to an island for special events in the other game. Anyway, I digress. It will be interesting, because obviously there are things like villagers, and people obviously have different favorite villagers, and, you know, it will be interesting to see how you keep it. And also the thing is, if someone plays a day, that'll obviously go by, and then another person will, you know, get to play maybe another day. And the thing is, people will do different things in their Animal Crossing day, and that obviously... You know, the more you interact with your little villagers and the more you do different things depends on other certain things. So you might lose villagers by potentially having two people play on the same account. That's what I'm sort of. And, you know, I just think it could be trouble for like people with like if you have kids and they want to play in the Animal Crossing town, you know, it could be, even just regular people want to have their own Animal Crossing town island.
I don't like playing on the Switch when we're also trying to share the Switch.
Yeah, well, yeah.
that didn't come out right, but seriously, like, come on, you guys.
Well, it's just interesting because it's like Nintendo giveth and taketh away. They always sort of have these weird little extra things that they're like
stipulations.
Well, yeah, everything's great except for this one kind of major thing that makes it not unplayable in any way, but just sort of like a detriment to the experience. And they're pretty much like they're about games that, you know, they want you to play, especially something like Animal Crossing. It is a day-to-day game. Like, you go in and spend your hours or whatever souping up your town, and then, you know, you come back the next day. That is why I can't play it anymore, because I have left my town too long, and I can't face them.
Well, I've restarted Pocket Camp as of the last couple days, and you know what? That's a much safer version of this, where I'm not really losing anybody.
True. I would say the only thing I dislike about, like, the Pocket Camp and is, like, it has the microtransactions and all that stuff. And I'm never a fan of that, especially in a Nintendo, in a product that's catered towards kids.
Yeah.
You know, fun colors, cutesy characters, but also you can pay money for fancy chairs.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. If I happen to come into an excessive amount of extra money, I will get a handheld Switch so we can both play Animal Crossing and maintain our own towns.
Both have to have an Animal Crossing game, right?
Well, yeah, that would be the whole point. We'd have two Animal Crossing games per console.
I feel that's not like at this point.
I said extra money.
I know. I'm like, it's. It's fine. Like, it's not the worst thing that Nintendo's ever done. It's just not great, right?
What we will do in the meantime is we'll take a vote on how our person is going to look and be like. take a vote on which animals we are keeping.
There we go.
And we will maintain it together.
There we go.
Like a household unit. Like, this will be our other soup child. Animal Crossing, a lot of people are excited. It looks neat. It is unfortunate that you will have, it's only one island per
console,
but that's a...
We'll see what happens with that. Like, once again, we have a couple months till it actually comes out, so it's...
We have next month. It's like well, March the end, 20th.
Yeah, well, okay, a month and a bit, whatever. Anyways. Also Resident Evil's coming out.
Resident Evil 3.
Which I can't believe... Like, obviously, they were thinking about this. They had to. Like, there's no reason. No, there's no way they were like, oh, Resident Evil 2 remake did really well. I guess we should work on this for about a year. Because Resident Evil 2 remake came out last year. Like, so clearly they had this in the works, or they knew, right? They knew. Which is fine. I'm fine with it. I really like the updated designs for Jill and, I forget his name.
Chris?
No.
I don't know.
I think it's Carlos, I believe. Chris. It would be nice to see an updated version of Chris with less neck. He has a neck.
His neck needs to get bigger every game.
That's what happens.
Just bigger and bigger and
it
bigger.
It honestly did.
That's how design is supposed to work.
Yeah. That's the peak male video game character.
So I actually don't know anything about Resident Evil 3 because it never came across my scope of interest.
Well, I'll
beyond
tell you,
Resident Evil 2, it seemed like to me it skipped 3, and then 4 was on everybody's mind when that happened.
Three basically is happening at the same time as 2.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of what is going on, and it's just basically a whole sort of different side of the city, side of the story. Where you play primarily as Jill Valentine, who is one of the main characters from the first Resident Evil. And Carlos, ooh, I don't remember, but I know he's part of the, like, an umbrella team. Like, oh, this is bad. I like him. I think he's a great character. So you also get to play as him because there's sort of that double side, same thing with Resident Evil 2, where they, you know, and I guess 1, except they got rid of that in 4. I am interested to see, like, maybe, like, what will Resident Evil 8 be? Because clearly they aren't giving up on that because 7 did so well. And these are doing well, so there's no reason for them to stop.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really tempted to pick up 7 at some point just to play it again because it was probably the least scary of the games that I dealt with.
Oh, my gosh. Are you joking?
I'm not. I'm really not because it was a lot of, like, go through this and solve this puzzle, and you've really only got to contend with, like, 4 scary people. And you know what? It's not like I'm going around corners without warning.
Oh, man.
We actually got to a point where I think we got like 3 safe rooms in, and that was pretty impressive for us.
Yeah, I did well. I could beat that game, but I still think it's very scary. It does a very good job because it has that that horror house aspect where you do feel like you're going in to a horror house, and it's scary, and I'm a weenie.
Because I also remember there was a lot of screaming, and we were playing with a whole bunch of people and passing it off between us to, like,
screaming.
And it was a lot of, I think we actually had some neighbors thump on the wall a couple
probably
times. So yeah, that's coming out, and we will check that out. Even if we don't play it, we will review gameplay of it because, again, we're big weenies in our household.
Yeah, well, there's a want to play these games, but also I'm scared of zombies, and Resident Evil 3 is especially one that, like, I downloaded a very, like, I don't know how I did it, but it was on my computer. And you could pay for the whole thing, but obviously I was a child and did not know how to pay for things on the computer.
Yeah.
So, but just the sounds of the game, like, I had them in my computer speakers in the house, and it just terrified me. Like, I played maybe like 10 minutes, and I was like, okay. And this is back in the day where these are like crunchy, crunchy polygons. Like, you know, Jill's face is like a kind of a blur, and, you know, she moves every step.
One of the big things about these games was the sound design and how all that ambient sound, for how little memory that you had to use to make them, were really effective. Yeah. I also remember, not me, but my mom used to play a lot of PC games and was playing Diablo 2, and I still remember the terrible, terrible game over sounds.
It's a scary game. That's another scary game.
We're going to try that one again someday. And then you had been telling me about Warcraft 3 Reforged and some of the drama happening on that end.
Yeah, it is just not going well. Like, basically, Blizzard, they had, I believe they announced this at, like, the 2018 BlizzCon, that they were, like, doing a remastered version of Warcraft 3. And it's apparently terrible. As in, it is sort of, they've changed too much from the original. And then it's also just sort of, like, broken, which is really, and which is another kind of interesting thing, it's kind of surprising, is that Blizzard are very much allowing, like, no questions asked refunds. Like,
we have people who've been playing for like 15 hours also still getting refunds because the game is just that bad.
Well, I think not 5 hours. Like, early.
They were making some pretty good exceptions on that one.
Yeah, like, and it is really interesting. It's, once again, it's very much like they can just, if you want a refund, then you have to choose a, like, reason why. You can just say, I didn't like the game. Like, and that's not great. Like, obviously, there is some leniency. Like, Steam has a pretty good refund policy now. Like, back in the day, they wouldn't let you refund anything, and it was kind of terrible. Nowadays, there is sort of, I think, a time limit or something that you can actually do it. Obviously, like, I think it's around 2 hours, but for game something like, I guess, Warcraft, like, who knows how long it takes you to get to where you're at sort of a, I don't know, stable level, right?
Yeah. So,
or stable, you know, wear out tutorial, blah, 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 all that kind of fun stuff. But,
like, I remember playing Warcraft 3, enjoying it immensely, and it's kind of sad that they
did it so bad.
Yeah, like, you have all the assets. You have all the code.
Yeah. And all you need to do, money. Like, Blizzard isn't, like, they're not going without. to make Warcraft 3 Reforged, you know?
All you really needed to do was maybe update the graphics and the sound, but keep the core game and maybe add some extra stuff. You didn't need to change too much to make this a success.
To you just need to, it really is just updating to, right, to specs now. Just making it shinier, maybe, controls are a little more fluid, a little more adjustable, whatever. Bigger fonts for your subtitles. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate news on the Blizzard front.
Yep. It's always kind of unfortunate news on the Blizzard front, I feel, in my mind. Yeah.
That's a lot of the games that we've been following, and I'm still playing Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
How's that going?
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm at a very difficult part, though, where it's starting to feel a little bit more like a Persona game.
You're like, this game is for Persona? It's not just about people, little cutie anime characters singing at random points in the game?
I'm like, I got my characters all muscled up, and they're capable of, taking down whatever comes at me, and, dang, this boss has killed me 5 times now.
Yeah.
So it's getting frustrating a little bit, but it's...
You gotta grind.
I do gotta grind, and, I've been grinding a lot.
Grind more.
Thing. Okay.
Yep.
Fine, so I will. Still,
there you go.
And I may have to put it down because the free games that are coming out this week are a set of games that you've been asking me to try.
Okay, but is it? There's obviously more than one.
Well, I think there's going to be 3 in the set. There, BioShock. BioShock is going to be on our PlayStation Plus free games allegedly this week. So we'll be finding that out officially.
Just BioShock? What else?
What is?
Yeah,
I
was like,
I wasn't too worried about the other game because of reasons.
BioShock Collection. I like BioShock 1 and 2. I also like BioShock. I don't remember what's the other one called.
Rapture?
No.
I don't know anything
Rapture
about
Rapture in the Sky.
Oh, you know what it is?
Mm.
Firewall 0 Hour.
Oh no! And The Sims 4.
And The
Hooray.
Sims 4. Yeah, that's allegedly what we're getting in a few days.
My foray with The Sims 4 was I sold one of my walls on my house and couldn't get it back, so that was the end of my Sims 4 experience.
You know, I don't have enough experience with The Sims, so I think I may have fun with this wall or no wall. I'm going to
just
have some
good walls.
Social experiments here. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, okay. And so, yes, as we were talking about, I'm playing games. I've decided, we should also, let's crack out Skyward Sword. Let me crack out all the games that I love that are kind of terrible.
Sword was great. It was just terrible on the wrist.
And it was also only for people who are right-handed. And there's just some stuff with the Wiimote that it wasn't,
I'm
calibrated.
Sorry, left-handed people. That's a shame on me.
It is. It's not great. It's not. You could have just. Anyway, I digress. I've been playing Dragon Age 2 because it's my favorite Dragon Age, and I feel that people very easily could counter me and be like, "Yeah, it sucks for these reasons," and I would totally agree with you because I understand it is a very flawed game.
Loving a game does not mean it's not flawed.
Oh, yeah. And I've played through Dragon Age, about 16 times. And primarily, I've only played with one hawk. And I haven't strayed much just because I honestly enjoyed the story so much. And, I guess at the very least, that does show you what the BioWare Dragon Age writers, they really were good at their jobs because, there are so many memorable characters. Oh, boy.
Memorable.
Thank you. And thankfully, they did bring other ones, they continued to bring them into Inquisition. For example, Varric, who is a very popular Dragon Age character as well. And I did mention Fenris, who is Fenris is mean to my favorite character, Meryl. And so that makes me mad. That's it. That's the only reason. It's sort of like And for some things, in Dragon Age, it's very much the characters that you bring with you. They will talk to each other and they will just have like banter, and sometimes it's mean banter. And so I purposely won't bring certain characters together, so because they get mad at each other. And I'm like, can't have this stress on my happy team. Gotta keep it all together.
This is why I don't bring Cassandra with me on anything, because I don't think she likes anybody.
Cassandra and the Bull get along extremely well, and it's one of the funniest, this is Dragon Age Inquisition. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, Cassandra is also a character that is introduced in Dragon Age 2. And Dragon Age 2 starts off where it's, how do I explain Dragon Age? It's a wacky world. There's only, like, two dragons. There's not even that many dragons. So that, I love when they give titles like that and they don't have, like, the thing in it. It just.
That's why they call it Dragon Age 2, is because there's only two.
There's more than, there is literally only, like, two dragons in Dragon Age 2. And even the dragon in Dragon Age 1 isn't, like, well, the one of the dragons isn't even a real dragon, technically. Anyway. Basically, it's sort of a medieval-y world. You know, we got your elves, we got your humans, we got your dwarves, we got mages. There's a pretty big, like, weird racist thing against the elves as well as mages. Like, there's a group called the Templars that sort of want to restrict the mages because obviously they think they're out of control. You, in Dragon Age 2, you play Hawk. And your Hawk, like, you get to choose between typical male, female, and you also get to choose your classes. So mage, not rogue, I guess, and warrior.
Warrior.
Those are the three you get to choose from. I made the mistake. And it's so funny because I would always play as a rogue in Dragon Age 2. And rogue is it's one of the harder, it's the hardest class to play as to start off with, just because both mage and warrior, they're just more powerful. Although rogue, you know, you can open locked things, which is like, I just love being able to open up things I can't lock. This time I chose mage because I knew it was the easiest class to play. And I was like, I just want to do it easy. Unfortunately, if you choose mage, your sister dies at the beginning. Now,
you were very upset about that.
I am a little upset because as someone who has played this game so many times, I have always, almost always got the brother killed because Hawk has a brother and a sister. And depending on obviously which class you choose, depends on which one lives. I had played a mage before, but I thought it was because I played a male mage that she died. No, it's because I played a mage because I was like, I want to choose the easiest class because I just want to whip through this game and enjoy myself. So I killed off a character that I enjoy and left him with a character that I really dislike because your brother is not very cool in this game. Your sister is way more enjoyable, and I'm like, oh, but I'm too far now. I already made my character pretty.
Time to live with your mistake.
I know. It's hilarious. But yeah, so you go into, basically, your whole thing in this game is you play as Hawk, and you're sort of trying to make your fortune, and you're sort of helping slash maybe inflicting certain damages on the city of Kirkwall, which you live in. And you sort of are trying to rise to the top in a way. Like, you had the Hawk family name, and you did have a cool house at one point, or your family was rich, but you have come from Ferelden, which is not doing well because of the actions of the first game, Dragon Age Origins. Well, it's doing better, but not amazing. And basically you're supposed to be the hero. I like Hawk though, because they're very much not like, they aren't a, for example, in the first game you play as a Grey Warden, which is sort of a statue. Like, that is sort of a, it's an honor to be a Grey Warden. Like, they're cool guys, you know, they're
like a knight class.
Yeah, it's a good status symbol. In this one, you're just sort of like someone who is sort of, you were at the bottom and you're sort of slowly rising to the top. And I like this sort of story because you do have very humble beginnings. Like, even in Origins, like, you did get to choose different classes, but two of those origin stories in Dragon Age Origins, oh boy, both you were, like, well off. Very much. And this, you very much have to struggle to like the first thing, you're the main quest, so you have to make 50 gold to go on another quest, and you're just sort of doing little things in between, like picking up all your quests or your companions. I have almost got all my companions now. The last one is Isabella, who also is from Dragon Age Origins, and they just completely changed their character design, which is fine because I think it was really for the better. honestly. But yeah, I'm going to finish this game. Probably.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. I might get to a point where I'm just like, this is all I wanted to do now. And I'll put it down and then crack open like Resident Evil 6 or something. We don't even own that game, but I really would like to because
we'll
it was terribly fun.
We'll check it out.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's what we've been doing lately with our video games. I think I'm going to have to try Dragon Age 2 when you're done having fun with it.
Yeah.
Because do you have Origins as well?
No. Yes. No. Definitely not. Oh, wait. Maybe I do. I have no idea.
Was it for PS3?
Yes, it was. I do believe, I want to say I maybe have it, but as a download, I honestly don't know.
It's actually pretty cheap, I think, to find.
Oh, yes.
So we'll, you know what, if you don't have it, we'll pick it up because I started playing it and it was just at a time where my laptop was like, you know what, I don't want to run these complex programs anymore. I'm going to overheat. But now
I play Dragon Age Origins on my Mac laptop, which is now 12 years old. I remember it just, and Mac laptops at the time, well, they're still probably, but they're made of like aluminum or they're made of like a metal. And it just like, it would like heat up. You could like
grill
eggs.
Things on it.
Yeah, it was terrible. And that noise. It was like,
why
once
does
again,
your laptop smell like onions? Oh. I had to grill some onions.
Wow.
That's just how it is.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that would be terrible. That'd be really nasty. Anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. Hopefully I'll be coming back next week with some BioShock finally under my belt.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so fingers crossed. And
is the BioShock Infinite? That sounds right.
Is that the one you're thinking
of? I'm sorry. I've played it several times. I've played it a lot. And I don't remember the name.
Well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.